Hi, I'm Jen Chien, Managing Editor at KALW News. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd support KALW by going to our website, klw.org, and clicking on that donate button in the top right-hand corner. We're in our fall membership drive, and we appreciate your support.
So there's a lot of talk about food journalism right now. Two heroes of the genre recently passed, TV host and writer Anthony Bourdain and Jonathan Gold of the LA Times. Tributes to them showed how food writing can be so much about more than food, and how deeply appreciated these two writers were for bringing attention to food culture beyond fine dining. Here in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Chronicle food critic Michael Bauer wrote his last column last week after 32 years. The past president of the Association of Food Journalists led the paper's food and wine section to 4 James Beard Awards for outstanding food journalism, and he was influential in the city's rise to become an international food capital. But some voices in the local food scene are hoping Bauer's successor will take the prestigious role in a new direction. KALW's Liza Veal has more.
I meet Chef Preeti Mistry at a Japanese fried chicken spot in downtown Oakland called Abu Raya. Mistry's owned and closed 2 popular restaurants in Oakland and is conceiving of a third.
What do I want? Do I want a dry seasoning or do I want a saucy one?
When it comes to Michael Bauer, Mistry does not hem or haw. Like most chefs, she worried when he didn't review her first restaurant, Juhu Beach Club.
The first 2 years, I used to kind of be like, why won't he come? And then I was like, Anthony Bourdain and Jonathan Gold have been here and they love my restaurant. I don't give a if Bauer ever comes. In fact, I hope he doesn't because he's irrelevant.
A lot of us take for granted the style of food criticism that Bauer was all about. He stuck to fine dining, mostly the kind that can be categorized as Western. If you were a tourist looking to shell out hundreds for the newest haute cuisine, Bauer had your back. But Preeti Mistry says that look is outdated. That's not where the exciting food is.
Are you in service to the 1% or the 10%, or are you in service to, like, the people?
Mistry appreciates critics that have a real curiosity about culture and cuisines other than their own. She says with Bauer,
the vibe you got was that he didn't really feel like he needed to educate himself on the difference between Burmese food and Thai food and Nepalese food and Pakistani food. Somehow he thinks he knows and it shouldn't matter, but it does.
Another outspoken critic of Bauer is Chef Richie Nakano, the former owner of Hapa Ramen. I met him at El Matate, one of his favorite taquerias in San Francisco's Mission District.
You know, most critics would never come to a place like this, but it's great.
We order his go-to on the menu.
So we got the chicken milanesa torta.
It's enormous.
It's huge. So the milanesa is like a chicken breast that's breaded and fried, and it comes with this like big side of chicken tortilla soup.
The man taking our order happened to be the owner.
Oh, you're the owner? Yeah.
He says he likes to be up front, where he can greet everyone and, I think, soak in the glory of serving such beloved food.
Like the mole is my mom's recipe. The fish taco was created by me. I've been a cook all of my life, so a lot of the kids, they started, like my nephew, he started here working when he was like, I don't know, like 12.
Nakano says there's just as much to admire here as there is in more prestigious establishments.
Something I've always wondered is, like, could you take a cook from a super high-end fine dining restaurant and throw them in this kitchen and could they survive? Could they walk into a dim sum restaurant and make dumplings? Like, probably not, you know?
He says the PR machine can really dictate food coverage these days. High-end restaurants have huge budgets for opening publicity and orchestrate all kinds of gimmicks to get noticed. But he hopes the next Chronicle critic won't ignore places that can't buy that type of attention.
You know, it's always just about, like, this is new and this is hot and this is great. It's never about, like, this place has been here for 20 years and it's been serving this community and people love it and they have a relationship with these people, you know? Like, it shouldn't be a thing where certain types of food or a certain level of restaurant is only mentioned in, like, a cheap eat section that comes out once a year. You know what I mean? Like, that sucks.
Bauer, specifically, has been accused of more than just snobbery. He's also been challenged on his code of ethics as a reviewer, that he didn't take his anonymity very seriously and was known to hobnob and befriend certain chefs. There's also a potential conflict of interest in his longtime boyfriend's restaurant-related business and charity ventures. There have been several local media critiques of the couple and the allegedly unscrupulous power they wield in San Francisco. Miley Carpenter's 2001 San Francisco Magazine takedown, Eating in Michael Bauer's Town, won a James Beard Award, the food criticism equivalent of a Pulitzer. Rumored quid pro quo aside, Nakano says the effects of having such a singular, dominant voice is felt everywhere.
You know, and I think that a lot of people saw getting a good review from him as like a ticket to getting nationally recognized. People knew if they kind of like played nice with Bauer, they could get into that like higher club, you know? It felt kind of gross in a way, you know, to have to like kind of play his game.
His game ends up influencing the food we eat. For example, there are a lot of beet salads with goat cheese and walnuts on Bay Area menus. Rachel Levin, the new food critic with the website Eater SF, has a theory about that.
There was a big onslaught of beet, goat cheese, beet salads. That was because Bauer liked them.
Levin and I meet near her house in Coal Valley at Say Cheese, a cheese and sandwich shop that's been around for decades.
We're splitting a turkey Creole sandwich, I think with arugula and hot peppers.
Bauer was best known for his star rating system, which ranked hundreds of Bay Area restaurants. Levin thinks his food criticism ended up being mostly about those stars.
I view restaurant criticism as cultural criticism. Yeah, it should be a good read, I think. I think the scene and the context and trying to explain why I think a restaurant matters. I mean, to be honest, I didn't always read Michael Bauer. I don't know if people did or if they just looked to his stars. You know, I think his stars mattered more than his words.
She hopes Bauer will be replaced by not just one successor, but a bunch of exciting perspectives.
It's an end of a really long era with him. And I think that's really good for the city.
Back at Abu Raya, enjoying some wasabi coleslaw, Preeti Mistry says there are wonderful critics in the Bay Area. They just have smaller audiences. She shouts out Luke Tsai, who's currently with San Francisco Magazine.
I would say Luke is the one review that we got the first year that Juhu opened where I was like he just gets it, you know?
Juhu Beach Club, which closed last year, reinterpreted Mumbai street food through a second-generation American lens. Her mom's recipes and imported spices and Mistry's taste for childhood delicacies like KFC and Top Ramen came to life with seasonal California produce.
Like he understood enough about Indian food and like immigrant culture to understand what I was doing and see it beyond just like this plate of food in front of him. You know, like he got the gestalt of it.
Juhu Beach Club was bright pink inside with festive wallpaper. Eating there with 90s R&B playing, you could almost feel Mistry hop-skipping around fraught questions of dual identity and heritage and the wild performance of it all. She says it's a subtle but special thing to be reviewed by someone sensitive to that. She had a similar experience when Jonathan Gold came to Juhu.
We were doing this dish, basically like an Indian sort of take on shepherd's pie. But we called it keema pie, and he posted something on Instagram like after his dinner, and he wrote something like, you know, shepherd's pie desi style.
Desi is a Hindi term.
So if you're super desi, you're like super country, like, you know, and then when immigrants moved, it was also kind of used in this way of like, you know, oh, their mom still only wears a sari, like she doesn't wear American clothes. You know, it was like those people that are like not as assimilated into American culture. So it was kind of used in this negative way. And then I think it was my generation kind of turned around. We're like, you know what, we're all desis.
Mistry says when a critic shows that kind of knowledge about another culture, it feels like a sign of respect. And that's what food is ultimately about for Mistry. How we open ourselves to people. How we take care of each other. How we share. She wants more food writing that reflects that. In Oakland, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.